Welcome to the HealthLinks podcast, presented by the HealthLinks family of services. I'm your host, DJ Thatcher. Our mission here is to engage in conversations regarding the medical, health, and wellness landscape of South Carolina so that we're all better informed. Today, we're joined by Shay Young, the Home Care Administrator for Care for Life Home Care here in Charleston. Shay, welcome to the HealthLinks podcast.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be joining you today.
So a lot of our audience and a lot of medical professionals know of home care. We have a lot of home care services. Many are skilled home care nurses, respiratory therapists, occupational therapists, physical therapists, and that sort of thing. Tell us about your company, because you fill an entirely different niche, don't you?
Sure. So we typically work alongside skilled medical care. We do, you know, ADL support, medication reminders, care management, transportation, all the things that a caretaker would have to do for their loved one when they do need help, you know, just daily living activities.
Sure. So you're talking about those ADLs, those activities of daily life. We've had a lot of clients who said to us, you know, obviously I need the nurse to come and take care of my wounds or the respiratory therapist to come, but man, I want to live my life as well. I need my house cleaned. I need someone to help me cook, someone to take me places. Those are the kind of niches that you really fill, aren't they?
It absolutely is. We just give, you know, a little bit extra support to be able to keep seniors independent in their homes.
Sure. Tell us about the different services you offer, because that might be very surprising to a lot of people.
So, you know, clearly we do ADLs. We help people get dressed in the morning, dressed for bed. People who have a high fall risk, they get up in the middle of the night, they wander around. We can help with that. We do a lot of respite care. Caregivers are tired, they're exhausted, they're overwhelmed. And so we'll come in and give them a break so they can have, you know, a night out or just have that normal piece of life in the midst of everything. We'll cook and prepare meals, we'll meal prep. We have someone who likes to go to the movies, so we take them to the movies. It's just
That's cool. Nice
for them to be able to get out and go do. So we really try to just be an extension to help them have a normal, healthy social life.
That's a great point about going to movies or things like that. One of the services you offer is companionship.
Yes.
And along with that is transportation, which is difficult to find, isn't it?
It's been a bit harder for some of our clients. We do offer low minimums for transportation. That way, you know, it's affordable, but they can still get to and from places that they need to go.
Do you provide your own transportation or do you use the client's car, or how does that work?
So we can do both. All of our caregivers have background checks. They get fingerprinted. They have drug tests. We have corporate insurance.
Nice.
To ensure that the clients and the caregivers are covered if they do use the caregiver's car.
Yeah, tell us a bit about that corporate structure, if you will, because I know that you're not centered just here in Mount Pleasant or in Charleston, is that right?
We were founded in 1995 by Mary Peters. She's a wonderful woman. She's an occupational therapist. She wanted to retire, so NovaLeap Health bought her company, and we have, you know, locations in Massachusetts. I came from our Tulsa office.
Oh, wow.
So I'm from Tulsa. We have one in Dallas. We're really all over, but we still have that hometown feel because a client can call my cell phone and I answer. You're not going to an answering service. You're getting the person that you see.
Wow.
So NovaLeap has done wonderful at keeping that small town feel. And right now, Care for Life itself is expanding through not just Charleston and Mount Pleasant, but through South Carolina. So Myrtle Beach, we're looking, you know, to get some clients in Georgetown, Greenville, maybe go towards Columbia.
Wow.
So we're really excited.
Well, that's good. We have a statewide audience who joins us, so that's good. They might be interested. People in other areas might be interested in learning that. So. All right, so you're from Tulsa. So first of all, what's the difference between Tulsa and Charleston climate-wise? What was your biggest surprise?
It doesn't snow here.
No.
My kids were so bummed. They were like, there's no snow. So we're going to try to do a trip with snow this year. Yeah. It's humid. I walk outside and my hair has frizzed out. And, you know, we think it's hot in Oklahoma because it gets in the 110s sometimes.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But it's not humid, it's dry heat. So when I got here, it was rough.
So Shay, how did you get involved in this line of work?
So I worked in the therapy department in a hospital in Tulsa, and it was during It was during, you know, the ups and downs of COVID, and there was a scheduling position job for My Choice Home Care. It's in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I knew it was senior care. I was raised by my great-grandmother, which is something really interesting. Wow. And it gave me that passion with seniors. You know, she put so much of her life, you know, to help her kids, her grandkids, her great-grandkids. And I always felt it was important to give that back to these seniors who have given so much to all of us. So when I saw this position come available, I applied for it and I got hired. So I've worked as a CNA, I've worked as a med tech, I went into scheduling. I then got promoted to a director, and now we're here.
Wow, so you don't have just the technical background, but the passion and that inherent background as well.
Yeah.
So Shay, tell us a little bit more about your client mix, because I know you go into private homes, but also into some of the extended care facilities as well. Is that right?
Yes. So we have a really exciting program. It's called the WAYS program. We are in a couple facilities right now, and it works really well. It's something that we think all independent livings should have an opportunity to have. So how that works is we typically rent out an office at the independent living, just a small office for employees to, you know, have, you know, list of clients. And what we do is we do interval billing. There's no minimum. So it's a lot cheaper. It's affordable. It helps independent livings give value. They're able to get a true cost of independent living because, you know, you're sending mom to an apartment at an independent living facility. They don't give showers on independent living. They don't do laundry at independent living. And they don't do medication checks or med fills. Mm-hmm. So that's where we come in. We have a caregiver on site. Typically, we start out 12 hours, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then as we progress, if there's overnight visits needed, we then, you know, we'll fill an overnight staff. It also helps with people not going back to the hospital. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times they'll fall, they get discharged, and then there's still a fall risk. Mm-hmm. And they're in sure. independent living, and they have a button, which a lot of times they don't wear. So oh, yeah. we have been expanding into that program, but we also are very active in the community. So we will go to someone's home, we will go to a family member's home, and we have a really wide radius of what we cover. So if you know, somewhere someone needs something on Seabrook Island, we have enough caregivers who are willing to go to Seabrook Island, so we can, you know, staff actual houses, not just in facilities.
Prioritize your health with a subscription to HealthLinks magazine. Get every issue of HealthLinks delivered right to your door for only $15.99 a year. 6 issues packed full of local factual health information to help you be the best version of yourself in 2024. Subscribe now to HealthLinks magazine. Visit subscribehealthlinks.com. That's subscribehealthlinks.com. HealthLinks magazine, the Low Country's prescription for well-being. You're watching the HealthLinks podcast.
So touching base on the person who's living in an independent living type of situation, you have that 12-hour caregiver. Are they seeing numerous clients then during their shift and helping each one with whether it's showering or their medication reminders and that sort of thing?
They are. So okay. it depends though too. So we have one facility that we are very integrated in, and they're phenomenal. They have an independent living, an assisted living, and a memory care. So we have 12-hour overnight shifts with some people, and they have one-on-one care. And then the people who need 15-minute, 30-minute visits, we have a person who goes and does the other visits. And then some days you need two because, you know, there's 7 or 8 people who need a shower in one day. So we always adjust to make sure everyone gets seen and all the needs are met.
How do you match up the caregivers with the clients then, especially for something like companionship or whatever? Picture me as an old guy. That's not hard to picture. But, you know, if I'm looking for someone to be a companion, do I get to choose, or how does that work?
We come out and we do an assessment. It's typically myself or our recruiting director. So you get the two people who run the office to come meet with you. We take time. Sometimes it gets lengthy. Sometimes it's a 2-hour visit just so I can really get to know the needs and the person. I think it's important that we don't have personalities clashing. There's people I just don't like, and it's the same with seniors. They don't lose their personality just because they become a senior.
It sometimes gets intensified, doesn't it?
when you've made it that far in life, I feel like you should be able to tell someone you don't like something.
Sure.
So what we do is we work really hard to get to actually know our clients, give them that personal feel. And I know my caregivers, we have several conversations with them a day. We will try one out. If they don't like them, we always tell them, you know, call me. It's better to call me than suffer through it, because sometimes people just don't click, and that's okay.
Yeah.
So we're really big on that. And sometimes the caregivers don't click too. They're like, this isn't really my ideal place. So it's really a balance between both, not just one. Our biggest thing we do at Care for Life that I think is different is we believe in continuity of care. And so once we find that perfect caregiver, they will get the same caregiver every time. That way they're not knowing who to expect to come in the door the next day.
What is that onboarding process like? What kind of questions would you ask of a client?
Of a client. Okay, so I just like to have a good conversation. You know, I sit down, hi, I'm Shay, how are you? I'm so excited to be here with you. Sometimes they know I'm coming, sometimes they don't. So the family members typically will give me a little bit of background history. And I just like to talk to them and get to know them. What did you do for a living? What do you like to do for fun? If you had an ideal, perfect day, what would it be?
Wow.
And so
those are loaded questions.
I like to get as much information.
Yeah.
We actually have a client who she can only see very contrasted colors. And we had cards specially made because she loves to play cards. So we had cards custom made. Ross Printing was phenomenal, got that order over to us, and now our caregiver can play cards with her, and she's so excited. It's just little things like that that you won't know if you don't have a conversation.
Well, that's really cool, the level of detail you go to.
We try.
So healthcare is in a crisis everywhere. There's a shortage of doctors, nurses, everything else. What about from your perspective in finding the staff that you need? Has that been a problem or a challenge?
I would say yes and no. So once we get caregivers, we work really hard with retention at Care for Life. You know, we promote days off. We have PTO policies. If someone's burnt out and they call me and they're, hey, I need a break. Okay, let's get you a break. Let's get you whatever you need. So I think that's something cool where I'm younger leadership. I come in with a more fresh opinion, you know. My grandma didn't miss work. You couldn't miss work then. Now I think it's important with everything going on that we give our caregivers time off. We give them healthy work life, home life boundaries. And I think that makes more of a difference than, you know, anything else, because that's what we're looking for in the younger generation is healthy work and home life balance.
I'm told that we have a fair number of listeners for the podcast who are either medical people or they're considering a career in the medical field, whatever that might be. If someone's interested in this type of work, what's an ideal candidate or background for one of your folks?
We actually are starting a program. If they sign a contract with the company, if they're interested, they don't have to have experience. We do on-job training. Once they've been here for 120 days, we are looking to start paying for CNA school. We're starting a program to where they're going to get 2 hours of training with a physical therapist before they're working with clients. And I am also TEPA Snow PAC certified as of September 17th. And so
congratulations.
Thank you. TEPA Snow has
been. Yeah, I was gonna say, tell us about that for those not familiar. Yeah.
TEPA Snow is an occupational therapist, and she has just, if you have not went and watched her videos on YouTube, she has tons of free content. But it's a positive approach. And so what that is it's kind of like trauma-informed care, because you need to make sure to get a senior's consent. It teaches you about, you know, what the differences are between someone who is living with dementia versus, you know, someone without dementia. You learn their different visual perspectives, and it really gives you an insight on how to adjust your behaviors, your body language, your tone, to be able to work with them.
Wow.
Instead of, you know, having, you know, power struggles. You want to do with, not to, is her statement. So when we get that going, we'll be training our staff members to do hand under hand, pack, you know, wow. positive approach. It'll be yeah. fun.
How long has that process been for you? That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. I got to go to the certification 3 months ago. I got to meet Tipa. She was in our training. Mm-hmm. It was phenomenal. And then I have mentor calls where we go over the trainings. I give them pieces of my training. They give me feedback just to make sure we're getting the best, most accurate information possible.
It sounds wonderful. People who are listening, maybe for themselves or for a loved one, might think, wow, this sounds great. Then that big question comes, wow, it also sounds expensive. So what are some of the financial concerns related to this?
For anyone younger listening, please get a long-term care policy. Home care is paid for by long-term care. We accept VA benefits. Trida Area on Aging has been phenomenal. We are partners with them. So if you're in desperate need and you're a caregiver, they will give grants to give respite care, which we also accept that. It can be a financial burden if you need 24/7 care. So it's really important to plan. But Care for Life also understands not everyone has excess funds. So, you know, we try our best to look for resources that will help our seniors who need help. And even if I can't help them, we look for resources who can that, you know, they're able to financially afford.
Interesting you mentioned the long-term care insurance. Years ago, I had an option to check a box to get that and for both my wife and myself, and we did.
Sure.
And it's been, I don't like $40 a month or something really minor, but you know, we haven't been to that, not at that age yet to need it, but it does provide for this type of service, doesn't it? Which otherwise could be obviously incredibly expensive, I imagine.
It does. Some, and all policies are different. So, you know, sometimes they have a 90-day elimination period. Sometimes they have a 30-day elimination period. The really cool thing about Care for Life is we work with long-term care companies hand in hand. So I actually help facilitate starting the claim with the client. They don't have to do that. We schedule the RN consult for them or with them if they're comfortable us being there with them. And then we kind of walk them through that process. Care for Life submits all documents so the family member doesn't have to take time out of their day to try to get the correct documents and go back and forth. And then we follow up with the long-term care companies to ensure that they're getting reimbursed for their services.
It takes a major headache away, it sounds like. So. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So your official name of the company here is Care for Life Charleston, as we mentioned. You're expanding to Myrtle Beach and other areas as well, but you're also part of a national network, is that right?
Yes, we are, and it's called NovaLeap Health, and Chris Dobbin is our CEO. He's wonderful. I think that it actually started because him and his wife needed care for one of their fathers, and then they realized that there was such a lack of home care, and so he kind of just started looking at options, and he's grown because it's such an underrated, you know, thing in the healthcare industry. You hear home health and you think everything's included, and then you realize it's not. So he has passion in it too. So a lot of times the corporate doesn't have, you know, corporate companies don't have that hands-on feel, but it all started from his passion with his family member.
That's good to hear. And do you find that you do a lot of coordination with the skilled care companies as well, who have nurses and others coming in? How does that work?
I don't know how everyone works. Care for Life, we like to keep a log in all of our clients' rooms or homes that have a home health agency. That way they can check, you know, if they were agitated that night, when they took their meds, if they refused their meds, when they were changed last, what they ate. That way they can report that to the doctor and we have a better, you know, relationship.
Well, we are with Shay Young, the home care administrator for Care for Life Home Care. Shay, thank you so much for joining the HealthLinks podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode. Remember, the HealthLinks podcast is presented by the HealthLinks family of services. Now, to gain access to anything related to HealthLinks South Carolina, check out our website at healthlinkssc.com. And to listen to any of our nearly 100 podcasts, hey, simply put a /podcast in front of that website. You can check those out as well. And to reach me directly, perhaps for comments about our guests or maybe suggestions for future podcasts, love to hear from you. You reach me directly at host@healthlinks.com.
HealthLinksSC.com. Once again, I'm DJ Thatcher. Thank you for joining.